Security is fully funded for the next 15 to 20 years and is 72% funded after that. Strong winds are causing damage across Los Angeles County. Experts say gusts of around 50 miles per hour are hitting several areas, including the San Fernando and San Gabriel valleys and along the coast. The winds were so strong in South LA this morning, a tree was knocked over and it landed on a car, completely shattering the windshield. The winds are expected to stick around until tomorrow afternoon. There's good news for retailers across the country this holiday season. Christmas shoppers are planning on spending a lot more on gifts this year. Gallup's November update of Americans' expected holiday spending is over $100 more than it was at this time last year. Gallup says the average American plans to spend $830 on Christmas gifts. This is a significantly higher estimate than any since 2007. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we are.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, everyone, and this is your host, Dorjean Trinkle, and we are at Hot in Hunterdon today on February 8th. And I want to thank, starting off with thanking Chris and Laura for taking care of things in the studio last week so we could get some technical changes done over here. So I know it was a difficult week last week. We were having some guests that we had to reschedule for last Monday, so I do apologize for that. It is National Catholic School Week, and we did want to celebrate the only Hunterdon County Catholic School, so we will be rescheduling their events so we can talk about the students coming in and faculty, and also I believe the marketing director we can get back in here to tell us about all the things that are going on in Hunterdon County, which sounds great. And I'm going to try to get the information here in the studio as we get situated on things. I want to let everyone know that today our show is going to be about earned income tax credit. And I remember there's a movie with Tom Cruise, and there's a famous line from this movie, and it's "Show me the money." So today we're going to show you the money. We're going to be talking about earned income tax credit refunds, state income tax credit refunds, child care tax credit program. We're going to be talking about ways that you can get your money to work for you. I know we all would like to have the benefit of sound financial investments, and the stock market's a little uncertain these days. That's for sure. We can count on uncertainty in the stock market and a lot of different tactics lately that seem a little frightening. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that. We're going to have a guest call into the studio, and we're going to start off, as we always do, with our quote of the week. And of course, we want it to be about money, and it's from Benjamin Franklin. I'm not sure how many people know the history of Benjamin Franklin. He's obviously an inventor. He was a statesman. He was a politician, of course, printer, so many different things. But there are books about the common sense of Benjamin Franklin, and his quote is this: "Money has never made man happy, nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more of it one has, the more one wants." So that is the quote by Benjamin Franklin, and I believe that we're going to follow that with a quote by one of my favorite people, another inventor, and brilliant mind, Albert Einstein, the hardest thing to understand in the world is the income tax. I'd love to talk a little bit today also about taxes. We have to pay the bills here, but when we come back, we're going to be catching up on some things from last week, and then we'll be joined on the phone by Carolyn Graber, who's going to be speaking to us about the earned income tax credit and the child care tax credit. So I hope you stay with us, and we'll be back in just a little bit after the commercial break.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I know we have new things going on here, so hopefully I'm broadcasting all right, and I can move right into the weather. So today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. It is actually a very seasonable day today. Yesterday was gorgeous. I sat outside, I will admit, to having a little bit of relaxing time after I came back from a run. The Sunday paper was in the driveway. I thought I should definitely sit outside and get my chair in the sun, and got all my vitamin D, and I was having a lovely, lovely day for a little relaxing time out in the sun, reading up on the paper. And there's some great articles in the Star Ledger yesterday that definitely have to be future shows, but I thought it was really quite nice out. Now today it does feel like there's some snow in the air, and I know I don't say that word lightly, but it does feel like there is a chance of snow. And it does say for tonight, snow is likely mainly after 3 a.m. So nothing to worry about today. Go shop in all the Flemington shops if you're out and about in town or in Clinton, getting a cup of coffee or tea. Enjoy being outside, because it really, there's not a difficult wind that you have to sustain, and it's a lovely day to be outside. Unless I'm just having a good day and everything seems lovely to me today, which is another explanation. So tomorrow, we're looking at some snow after 12 o'clock, high near 33. So just remember today, even if it does snow, it's 41. I don't think it's going to stick. So if we have to say the S word there, at least we are not saying the word after it, which would be accumulating, which would be a terrible, terrible thing to say for me, because I wanted to get to spring. We have some snow showers Wednesday, and then the rest of the week it's a little bit cold, but it's sunny and clear. We have a high near 32 on Thursday, a high near 27 on Friday. Saturday, we only get to 23, and unfortunately, I don't want to read this, but Saturday night it says a low around 2. So I wish I didn't have to read that, but it is there and we have to accept it. But we've had a very mild winter here in Flemington and in New Jersey in most parts. And we are moving towards 6 more weeks of winter, according to our groundhogs. And they said that last year and they were right. So we have to prepare for it. But then it'll be over. So I think we can all live with that. I think we have no choice. We have to. So let's get back to some of the topics that we were going to cover last week. So one is the National Catholic School. And the reason that they have this week or month that is devoted to highlighting Catholic schools is to bring some awareness. Many people know that there are many Catholic schools that have closed in the past few years for a variety of reasons, and I'm sure everyone knows what they are, that why there are limited finances. And I think that they wanted an opportunity across the country to be able to highlight some of the wonderful things that exist in a Catholic education. And since we do have one school in Hunterdon County that is a Catholic school, and that is the Immaculate Conception School, it is located at 314 Old Allerton Road in Annandale. I wanted to bring some focus to that for a few different reasons. One, it is in our county. And that means that we have many of our residents that are employed by the school. Second, it offers an alternative. We're always making sure that there is no box in our discussions, that we expand. And I think being able to cover all of our educational resources in the county is excellent. Third, I happen to know people there, so it was good to be able to get a guest to come into the studio. You all know I like to have guests here. And finally, they are a blue ribbon school, which we learned a little bit about this. And there's a huge process to becoming a blue ribbon school. And then once you're a blue ribbon school, it's every 3 years that you go through the process again. So there are wonderful things that are going on there. And also, we learned in December, some of the teachers wrote for and applied for a grant, which was highly competitive. So many things going on. You can check their website to see if they have some open house dates that are listed. And perhaps in the future, they can even go to some of the municipalities and get a resolution acknowledging National Catholic School Week. There are many benefits to this, and I wanted to give them some time to talk about it. So we'll do a reschedule on that. I have one more commercial to do with my first set, and then I'll be back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey! And my mind goes back.
here in the studio. Today is February 8th, and we're here in Flemington at the Hunter and Chamber studio. And we were off last week for some technical difficulties, but we're happy to be back in the studio today and to be with all of you so we can talk about some of our hot topics that have been going on and give an update. So the program that we talked about back in the late summer, early fall, was a program, a statewide program that impacted 3,000 individuals and disabled people in New Jersey. And we had the specific number for the people in Hunterdon County that were impacted that had been on what they considered to be long-term rent assistance. And they received a notification that the rental assistance had ended. Now, it was always supposed to be a temporary type of assistance that would in fact be in play while you waited for some other benefits such as disability or SSI, which of course long-term disability, and you know, perhaps some other things as well. And what happened instead is people remains on the program, and the State Department of Human Services decided that they would just end these programs, these temporary programs. There were a waiver from the government, from the federal government, so it was all state money. And in an odd twist, the agency I work for, Norwest CAP, ended up with being one of the community action agencies that the state contracted with, understanding and recognizing that needed some more in-depth, innovative opportunities to work with people that were receiving this housing assistance. And that just started recently, probably in January. We've had our first referrals just this year. But what was interesting yesterday is I was sitting in my sunny chair with a blanket, enjoying being outside and reading an article that was in the Star Ledger, which was very interesting, is that they have actually, instead of this getting corrected through the Department of Human Service, an elected official has decided that sponsoring a bill to allocate this funding so that if you are chronically ill or disabled, that it won't come to be that your housing assistance, which is temporary but takes a little bit longer to have the benefits that would help you be independent or pay a subsidized amount of housing costs, these funds are going to be allocated through the state budget, which is interesting, I think, when we have to legislate our way out of something like this. This is a program we're supposed to have safety nets in place, and it's disturbing that there's 3,000 people that have a clock ticking on them. But I wanted to give some recognition at least to someone who's trying to fix this, or a legislative body that is doing their best to, once they became aware of this, and again, this all came from the Star Ledger. I'm not sure I would have even known about it if not having seen the article initially with the abrupt end from the Department of Human Services. So this bill, I know it passed in one house so far, so we'll see what happens. But the legislative approved the Senate Health and Human Service so that you eliminate the uncertainty. So it's a permanent solution, and it is really very noble that they got right in front of this as our legislative body and tried to address it. Honestly, I'm not sure that I completely agree with how this has happened, you know, first from the abrupt ending of the program with very little or limited notification, a quick scramble to fix it, and now to have to actually legislate our way out of it. I'm not sure if those sequence of events serves best our residents of New Jersey, but I'm so happy and proud to say someone stepped up and was able to take action to provide a long-term solution for this so it doesn't happen again. And it makes me feel good that someone wanted to protect the citizens of New Jersey that are disabled, that are often in these two programs, these two housing programs, seniors that we're talking about, and people who have very limited options. So I want to say thank you and a shout out to that. And now I did all that without a breath, but I'm sorry I get so determined to try to explain something that's so complex when it really should be quite simple. So thanks for bearing with me on that discussion. We're going to get our commercials in so I could pay the bills, and then we'll be back to talk about the earned income tax credit.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Houghton Hunter, and I'm so glad you stayed with us so we can talk a little bit more about some of our catch-up items and topics, and then we'll be joined, I believe, by Carolyn Graber in the second half of our hour. So a few things to tell you. I was being very social the past week or two since we haven't had a radio show here, and I've enjoyed having some great cups of tea or coffee, and I recently had one with Ina over at Small Joy Studio in Flemington. She's been able to tell me a little bit more about the art that she does, and I was able to see some of her pieces today, which are beautiful. So if you do need a gift for that Valentine's Day thing that's going on Sunday, some people like to exchange gifts there. So I want to say she has some beautiful things in her studio, and it would be a quick gift for you. She's at 150 Main Street in Flemington. And I think poetry and books are always a great thing. And you, of course, could find those at the Clinton Bookshop. So we're catching up on that. And then I wanted to let you know I will have Mike Mazzo, who is from Solar Living. He's going to be on February 29th, which sounds like it's far away, but it's not really. So he's going to be talking to us about his charity fundraiser. And Mike is a neighborhood kid, and we certainly saw each other every day while we attended grammar school and such. So I think it's nice that those childhood friends are still in existence. So he's going to be kicking off. He's the vice president of Solar Living, and he's going to be kicking off with a ghost pepper wing challenge. And that is on Monday, February 29th. So we have to try to support his fundraising efforts, because he does some great things with the wounded soldiers, so, and the local wounded soldiers generally of New Jersey. So I know he'll be on talking to us about that, although he may not have realized he booked his radio show for the same day as his ghost pepper wing challenge. So check that out. It's shared on our Facebook page, so I hope that you take a look at that. And we are going to get to the news. We definitely have to get to the news. Again, we have to pay our bills here. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about earned income tax credit and the child care credit. So I hope you stay with us.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The rest of the international community agrees with the United States that this kind of action is provocative, it's destabilizing, and it's entirely inconsistent with a number of United Nations Security Council resolutions.
The U.S. and allies agree that there should be an impactful response to North Korea's long-range rocket test.
That means considering a range of economic sanctions that would further isolate North Korea, and it would also mean an additional clear signal to the North Koreans that the resolve of the international community here is firm.
So says presidential spokesman Josh Earnest during a White House briefing. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the rocket test. On the eve of the state's first-in-the-nation primary, Donald Trump told a rally in Salem the U.S. political system is inherently dishonest. Trump also vowed to knock down the soaring national debt if he wins the White House. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is making a final plea for votes in the Granite State. Ahead of the New Hampshire primary, Sanders offered some advice to the Republican presidential candidates.
Stop worrying about your campaign contributions. Start worrying about the world that we're going to leave to our kids and our grandchildren.
The Vermont senator is favored to win New Hampshire because he is from a neighboring state. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton hopes to score an upset over Sanders. Clinton claimed a razor-thin victory over Sanders in last week's Iowa caucuses. A top U.S. health official does not anticipate an explosive outbreak of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci said today the infection is not generally serious for most people. Fauci, who runs the National Institutes of Health, told a White House briefing that pregnant women are at risk and the virus has been linked to birth defects. This is USA Radio News.
And that Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Few things during colder months can be as irritating as dry winter air. Dr. Daniel Allen with the Cleveland Clinic says dry air can not only be annoying, but it can play a role in how often you get sick.
Your sinuses will dry out. The mucus that normally should be gooey and thick and can trap infection gets drier, so you're more likely to get a cold because your mucus is not as able to catch things that you breathe in.
Dr. Allen says dry air is a product of cold winter air, which holds less moisture than warm air. The heat we use in our homes can also contribute to the problem by adding hot, dry air from the furnace. He says one way to combat the dryness is to add humidity to your home, either through a home humidifier or even placing large bowls of water around your house. Dr. Daniel Allen with the Cleveland Clinic recommends some simple steps for folks who already struggle with dry skin.
Increasing your fluid intake is always good. The other way to treat it from the inside is to take omega-3 supplements. That can help normalize the fat in your skin cells, which helps keep the moisture trapped and help it keep it smoother and the oils on the surface of your skin.
Driving keeps getting less expensive. Gas prices fell more than 8 cents in the past 2 weeks. The latest Lundberg survey released yesterday puts the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded at $1.82. That's the lowest level in 7 years, and 37 cents cheaper than this time last year. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're back here at the studio, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle from Houghton Hunterdon, and we're going to, in just a moment, be talking to Carolyn Graber regarding the Earned Income Tax Credit Program. I probably shouldn't have had such a great day today because I'm just a little giddy over here in the studio. So let me try to focus here. We're going to do a Van Morrison song, and then we'll be back with Carolyn. Stay with us.
When I hear that robin sing, well, I know it's coming on spring. Ooh-wee. And we're starting a new life. I've been shoveling the snow away, working hard for my pay. All I gotta say is we're starting a new life. We gonna move way on down the line. Girl, we'll be standing one place too long a time. When I hear that robin song, well, I know it won't be long. Find out where we belong. Yeah, we're starting a new life. Place for too long a time. And when I hear that robin song, well, I know it won't be long. Find out where we belong. And we're starting a new life. And we're starting a new life. And we're starting a new life. And we're starting a new life.
And we're back in the studio in Flemington. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have joined with me by phone, Carolyn Graber.
Good afternoon.
Excellent, Carolyn. You probably don't know, we were off air last week, and we have a new, a little bit different technology here. So I'm going to play with the volume here, make sure everyone can hear you. I hope I can hear you quite well. And perhaps you can let everyone know your name and title and how happy I am that you'll be joining us today to talk about the Earned Income Tax Credit.
I am excited to be on the radio today with you. My name is Carolyn Graber. I work for NorwestCap, and I'm program director there with the agency for over 15 years. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Okay, great, Carolyn. I just turned down the volume here. So I don't know if you could turn your phone volume, maybe make sure you can get right into the phone, and we'll give that a try again. I was getting a little bit of an echo, but I'm so glad that you're here to talk about the Earned Income Tax Credit, some of the changes to it, how people can qualify for it, and also how easy it is to actually get. So I'm going to turn my volume off and yours all the way up and see if that helps a little.
All right, let's try that.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. If you could let everyone know what the Earned Income Tax Credit stands for and some information about that. And I'll be quiet here in the studio.
Okay. The Earned Income Tax Credit, also known as EITC, is a refundable tax credit available to qualifying lower-wage workers and their families. Workers earning less than about $50,000 from wages or self-employment or farming in 2015 could qualify. Many people will qualify for the first time this year due to changes in their income, their marital status, their parental status, according to the IRS. The IRS estimates that actually 4 out of 5 eligible workers currently can claim EITC credits. That's a large number than it has been in the past. With the current changes, everybody really needs to talk to their tax professional about the Earned Income Tax Credit. It was designed as a tax benefit for working people who, of course, earn lower or moderate incomes. This offsets taxes, supplements very low wage earners, and encourages people to work.
Okay, Carolyn, I'm going to jump in now and turn your volume down for a moment. The reception just isn't as crisp as I would like it. So I want to remind people and summarize a little bit of what you said, that if you earn, you said under $50,000, the number I had was if you earned under $53,267, you do qualify for the federal EITC. I thought the most amazing thing is that 1 in every 5 fail to claim the Earned Income Tax Credit. Now, I have your volume back up here, Carolyn. What is interesting to me is that it's a wonderful anti-poverty program. It's a wonderful way to get income back to people who need it, people with the lower income. But it makes me a little crazy that the government knows that 1 in 5 who are eligible are not claiming it, and they know who those individuals are, but the money still goes unclaimed. Maybe you could talk about that for a moment.
That is correct. If you're not sure, talk to a tax professional or even visit a VITAS site. The government automatically will not send you your EITC credit. So if you're somebody who's never filed taxes before, maybe this is the first year you should contact the IRS, file your taxes, and get your credit that you earned. Millions of dollars are left on the table each year from people not taking their credit. Currently, the EITC can be worth up to over $6,200 if you worked in 2015. The refund is based on income and family size.
Okay, Carolyn, I have heard from a listener that they can hear you, so I'm delighted to have that information, and I'm glad to know they sat outside yesterday, too. So
I'm glad, too.
we enjoy what we can around here, I guess. Now, Carolyn, you mentioned that people don't, if they haven't filed and they think they're eligible, they can seek a professional. Can you tell our listeners how they can possibly get a free, professionally prepared income tax return?
Absolutely. We have these wonderful VITAS sites, which is volunteer income tax preparation sites. And in Hunterdon County, you can reach out to 908-782-3414, extension 27. There you can set up a free tax preparation appointment. They're offered through various locations and sites throughout Hunterdon County. If you don't live in the Hunterdon County area, you can call the IRS at 1-800-906-9887, and they can let you know what a VITAS site is closest to you.
And, of course, at Norwest CAP, we also have the contracts working with the IRS, training volunteers and staffing different VITAS sites all throughout Morris, Warren County, Sussex County, and then, of course, working in partner with the United Way of Hunterdon County. And they are certified through the IRS. They take a test. They're professional. And if you qualify for that free service, you not only can get this year's EITC and your tax return file. But Carolyn, if they have not filed for the EITC, in past years, what can they do at a Vita site?
They can actually get assistance for previous years. They would need to bring all their documentation, and one of the trained volunteers could help them step by step to get those taxes filed.
That is excellent. So you can go back generally 3 years in your filing. And what's interesting is because they are trained, our volunteers through Skyland's RSVP Resource Center are trained by the IRS, they will actually ask you what your income was last year, how you filed your return, if you didn't file a return, and they review your income and deem you eligible. They actually prompt you. So it is a wonderful, wonderful service. And many of the VITA sites in some of our areas are staffed with bilingual staff members, because in order to file for a federal tax return, you need a valid Social Security number. And we find that having financial information in multiple languages increases the comfort zone of everyone. So we do offer that service, and you can call the main number for RSVP, which is 973-784-4900. Is that right, Carolyn?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. Lisa's probably wondering why I'm always texting her cell phone to call me, because I never remember the number when I'm out on the road, but I call it frequently enough. It is 973-784-4900, according to Carolyn. So if I'm wrong, it's her fault.
But I say it's never too late. If something happened the past year or two and you didn't file, please get your paperwork ready and make an appointment at one of the VITA sites. We don't want leaving your income tax credit on the table. And even if you don't have children, sometimes you might be eligible to get a portion of that credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Carolyn, we have to pay the bills around here, or I can't come back week after week.
Right.
So would you like to stay with us? We'll do our commercials and then we could talk more, or is that okay?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, great.
California shoe shine boys, counting up their dimes, counting up the girls they've known, and counting up the times. I've got
heartaches.
California shoe shine boys, you can.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back here at the studio in Flemington, visiting with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce at their office where it is about 42 degrees outside and feeling pretty nice. So I have on the phone with me Carolyn Graber. Carolyn, your mic is live. You're on the phone joining us. We're happy to have you. Talking about the Federal Earned Income Tax Credit Program, the Child Care Tax Program. And we're happy, very happy this year to have the state of New Jersey allocate some additional funding for the Earned Income Tax Credit that had not happened in past years. So we're glad when we see legislative action that is helping people that are low income. I know I just recently read an article in the New York Times, and we'll have to share on our Facebook page, which stated something that, Carolyn, you and I have known for a lot of years, and that is that people that are low income are actually more attuned, more fiscally responsible, and much, much better with budgeting than people who have more disposable income. That's because they're focused on it. It's so important to them. So we're happy when we see programs like the Earned Income Tax Credit Program. If you want to give a recap, Carolyn, that would be outstanding.
Sure, absolutely. We were touching base on the what people know as the EITC, which is the Earned Income Tax Credit. It's a refundable tax credit available to qualifying lower-wage workers and the families. You do not require to have children to try to apply for this credit. Always ask for whether you you do your taxes yourself or go to one of our VITA sites. It's something you need to see if you're eligible for. Many, many lower-wage earners leave millions of dollars on the table each year, and we want everybody to take care of that credit.
We do, because we know also that there are times when you can take that significant amount of refunds and you can invest it. You can put it in a match savings program. You can use it as a tool to pay down debt, so you're not spending money, extra money on interest. So you pay down your principal. And maybe what are some other things, Carolyn?
Well, the EITC, some families can earn up to over $6,200. If you put that money away, you'd have money for, you know, emergencies, car repairs, emergency dental work. It's a great way to put money into savings and look for a rainy day refund to start. If you're not a good saver, it's a great way to start saving some money.
And Carolyn, I know you have recently been part of a panel presentation on money, and you do a lot of workshops in the community. If someone's thinking about investing, what kind of books should they take out of the library? What kind of free seminars can they start attending to learn a little bit more and develop and help them develop an investment strategy?
Well, really, I would look at where you do your local banking. A lot of times your local bank will have good CD rates. If you're looking to put a certificate of deposit, that's putting a small amount of money away for a certain period of time. It does pay a little bit higher interest than a savings. If you have a little bit more to invest, you might want to talk to one of your local financial institutions about probably a money market account. And if you're at a certain age, you might even want to take a step farther and invest money into maybe an employer's 401k plan or an IRA plan that you can save money for you when you're ready to retire.
That's excellent advice, Carolyn. I always am concerned when I see the number of fraud arrests for different financial things, including people that misuse their power of authority for individuals that are perhaps seniors, that are more trusting because of the background someone may have. So definitely check and double check the credentials of the people that you're working with. Carolyn gave a great example. Go with a trusted source, certainly, and be very careful before you turn any money over. I know I was looking at some rates online, Carolyn, and there are banks that you see online that don't have any physical branches. I wondered if you had an opinion about that.
it's a really a personal choice. You really have to do your research. You want somebody that's got a legitimate street address, not a P.O. box. You want to be able to email people and get a response immediately. You want somebody that has correct business hours. You want to look for all the things that you know you're dealing with a reputable institution.
It is scary, isn't it?
It is. You just really want to make sure after working hard all those years and you're putting your money into something as simple as a CD or something as, you know, whether you're doing stocks and bonds, you want to go with an established place of business, a financial institution, and somebody that is secured by the FDIC.
And there are also initials that are monitoring this profession. Certainly certified financial planner, certified financial planning and accountant. There are a host of certifications that may make you feel a little bit better, and you could research that online. But I like Carolyn's advice. Be conservative. Do your research. Make sure if you send something, you get something back before you release any funding. Maybe do it in increments and be very, very careful. It's difficult that we live in such a time where people are taken advantage of. Even when you do your due diligence, you know, certainly all over the paper we've had many people, highly educated people, who have been part of Ponzi schemes unknowingly and lost many, many, many thousands of dollars. No one is safe, even with the proper research. So make sure that you dig a little bit deeper. Go do something more. Do your due diligence and go beyond proper research. Really dig in. Dig in like a flea. That's what we say.
And also, I'd like to put out there, we're talking about financial workshops. We do have one coming up through our Career Life Transition Center, which I will be part of the panel on March 9th in our Flemington office. It's Secrets of Financially Independent Women, and we're going to touch base on pitfalls and preventive zoning small business, investment 101, what you need to know about banking, strategies to save more of your money. And this is an in-person all-day workshop. If you'd like to register, there is no cost. The phone is 908-788-1453.
Carolyn, I don't know how you do that. You just gave out such great information there, and it was free, March 9th, Secrets of Financially Independent Living?
Women.
Okay, great. That is great. And is that part of the Career and Life Transition Center?
Yes, it is. And we're also providing free lunch, too.
Free lunch and free financial information?
Absolutely. Financial myths, how to utilize bank services, understanding your credit score, goal setting, bankruptcy, credit repair, and some other topics we're going to cover that day.
Well, Carolyn, I can't thank you enough for being with us here today to talk about the Earned Income Tax Credit. I know February is a month. Most people now have gathered the information from their employer, from their bank, on their interest earns, pension information, all of those things they have in their possession. So now it's the dreaded task of starting the taxes. So if you're in income bracket or a situation that Carolyn emphasized today, please find out about the VITA sites, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistant Program, where you have people trained by the IRS to do nothing but file tax returns. Take advantage of that. Check out Carolyn's March 19th panel presentation, Secrets of
Financially Independent Women, and that's going to be held on Wednesday, March 9th in Flemington. And you all should be able to find information on our website at www.norwestcap.org.
That is outstanding. Carolyn, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you. It was a pleasure.
We hope that you get your taxes done.
Mine are done and filed.
Oh, Carolyn. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
My youth grown so tall, I have lost.
that was Carolyn Graber on our phone, not in our studio. We wanted her to be in our studio because it's always easier for me to be able to manage the volume control. So I'm glad that was working out and appreciate getting a little bit of feedback on that. And we are a little jealous that she has her taxes done. I haven't even thought about that. So, Carolyn, you are someone that we definitely look up to. Anyone can give Carolyn an email, shoot her an email at 411@norwescap.org. That's the numbers 411@norwescap.org. And who do we have coming up in the studio at 5 o'clock? We have Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, and she's going to be visiting with someone from the Unity Spiritual Center. So, not sure what will be going on there, but, you know, Ruth Ann, she always has something to celebrate. And just one more shout out on the Earned Income Tax Credit. If you do qualify, even if you're not required to file a federal tax return, do it for your possible refund. $6,200 is the annual average EITC refund. Go get it, everyone. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The rest of the international community agrees with the United States that this kind of action is provocative, it's destabilizing, and it's entirely inconsistent with a number of United Nations Security Council resolutions.
The U.S. and allies agree that there should be an impactful response to North Korea's long-range rocket test.
That means considering a range of economic sanctions that would further isolate North Korea, and it would also mean an additional clear signal to the North Koreans that the resolve of the international community here is firm.
So says presidential spokesman Josh Earnest during a White House briefing. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the rocket test. On the eve of a state's first-in-the-nation primary, Donald Trump told a rally in Salem the U.S. political system is inherently dishonest. Trump also vowed to knock down the soaring national debt if he wins the White House. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Democratic President.